Hey, it's Rutledge Wood live from Daytona, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane live here in the Allstate Skyline studio high atop Chicagoland, and on the line with us a guy who is always in the middle of all the action when it comes to fast and fun and food with features as part of that amazing team in NASCAR on NBC. Live from Daytona, it is the one and only, the incomparable Rutledge Wood. Rutledge, welcome to WGN.
Dane, thanks for having me, brother. So glad to be with you.
Oh, it's great. It's great to have you. You know, we had the smoke has now cleared from Chicagoland Speedway, where we got a chance to see you there with so much fun. You know, they had the Pit Bike National with the motocross drivers, NASCAR guys. We had our BBQ smoke down. It was cool to get you out there to see some of the Barbecue Hall of Famers, some friends, Panini Pete, Stretch, all those guys.
It was great. You know, the nice thing for me is, I don't get to drop your name enough. And when I go to Chicago, I know if I just say Dane Neal sent me, then people go, oh, come on through. So when I went to the Barbecue Smoke Down, I said your name. They ushered me to the front of the stage. There was barbecue waiting. I mean, it was awesome. I love getting to see you there. You know, we have so many good friends that are in this world and people that love racing and great food. And so that they just did such an awesome job at that. But, I wish you guys were down here with us in Daytona. It's so much fun down here, too.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about it. Of course, there's nothing like winning the Daytona 500. You're immortalized forever. But you know what? Drivers, that is, it's the world center of racing. And when any time that you can win a race at Daytona International Speedway, it's exciting for the drivers and for the listeners, too, that want to make those road trips. We talk about family road trips all the time. I have made that pilgrimage to Daytona many, many times. But for the listeners, tell them a little bit about what makes Daytona different, what makes it special, what fans see when they get there.
Well, there's so many racetracks that are really special and unique, but I don't know if there's one that has the kind of culture and history that Daytona does. To know that you could go to the beach where, NASCAR used to race on the beach and they would turn and run down A1A, and then for Bill France to say, I think we got to do this differently. I think we got to contain this. We got to build it up. And to get to go to Daytona International Speedway, to walk through the Toyota injector, to see what it looks like, it's hard to put into words what 2.5 miles really looks like at the World Center Racing. You see why they call it that. To look at what they did with Daytona Rising and how they wanted to make sure the fans could see everything and get them even closer without ever changing what was actually happening there, without changing the racing surface, is so impressive. And it's just, there's nothing like it. When you come down for Speed Weeks, you come down in July like we have this week, there's just something special. There's always something in the air there. So I always try to tell fans, it's worth all the trouble to get in the car, yes, to come down to see the ocean, to see some amazing racing, and really see where you're going to start it.
Yeah, you think about it, too, and for those people that have been out there over the years, they have that renovation, that Daytona Rising. It is a palace now. I mean, that one deck where you can go there, and it's almost like, I don't know, it's just like a pavilion, but it's enormous, right? And it's got every kind of amenity that any fan would ever want. You know, they've got everything that you can. If you haven't been there in the last 3-4 years or something like that, you got to make that trip down.
Oh, you have to. I mean, they've got something for everybody. And to know you could bring your family out and they can have a good time, they can catch some shade, some air conditioning. They've got Wi-Fi that's tremendous down here. They just wanted to connect fans to the experience, and I think Daytona really knocked it out of the park down here.
Do you think back when Lee Petty was winning, do you think they'd be promoting the fact that we've got great Wi-Fi here at Daytona? That's
who would have guessed that they were running convertibles around this track, and now look at us, what we do, and the speeds we go, and the connectivity. But that's what it's all about. It's about bringing the fans that experience the way that they want, and NASCAR fans are what makes all of this work. Without them, we're just a bunch of people in an empty parking lot. So I'm all for it. I think Daytona really has always put the fans first, but they just did such a tremendous job with this.
When it comes to sharing some of the festivities, you do that front and center all the time. Great features with the drivers and all sorts of things. But you are known, you're known for enjoying, flannel plaid, for sure. That's one thing. But also for your for your festive attire. Now, this is, I think you got to step up the game even one level further, because not only do we have, one of, iconic event right there, one of the main masterpieces in racing, but also it's 4th of July weekend. So are we going to see a Rutledge Woods dressed maybe as Uncle Sam, or are you going to go just traditional flag blazer? What's it going to be?
We have that charming thing that happens in Florida in the summer where at least once a day it's going to rain for 10 minutes and really change the humidity level. So Here's what I'm going to tell you. My outfit's really just going to depend on exactly what happens about 20 minutes before we go on air, and that will determine it because, you know, it's so hot down here. We were scorchers, you know, in Chicago last weekend. But I think it is there's no better place to celebrate the 4th of July weekend than on the beach in Daytona to see some great racing. The fireworks show they put on last night was amazing. It'll be even better tonight. So, yeah, I going to do my best to really crank the outfit all the way up.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about this on the manufacturer side. And NASCAR is always doing things to try to make the action more exciting for the fans, kind of tweak things, make it more challenging for the drivers, and also build in some parity, right? They want it to be close. They want to have everybody kind of represented in the best way possible. And on the manufacturer side, you look at that top 10, you've got 4 Fords, 3 Chevys, 3 Toyotas. Is it mission accomplished?
I think in a lot of ways it is. You know, it's interesting how one team will find something and it will really propel them for a year or a few months or a certain style of track that they really do well on. You know, Ford's been lucky to catch some super speedway success, and that Roush Yates power is really just, it's hard to believe that it's not squarely that. You know, Chevy's had some bobbles this year. Toyota's had some great successes. It always, that target moves so quickly for the teams that the moment one of them thinks, okay, I'm going to focus on this, then everybody starts looking over there, and then they go, no, it's actually a little bit more on the right. You're off on that, so then we go. So I think NASCAR has done a really great job of trying to make sure that, you know, we've simplified, finally, the inspection process and whether a car is legal or not. There's a lot less gray area, and I think that's a great thing for the fans because ultimately, when you go to a race, you want to leave knowing who the winner was. And we say, oh, yeah, it's the car that finished first, but if the car that finished first had, you know, 20 different things that was wrong with it and it wouldn't pass, and let's find out then, not 4 days later. So I really applaud NASCAR for trying to simplify that, to try to create that purity. I do think we've got to always allow room for innovation because really we wouldn't have this sport without it. Because if you look back at the moonshiners who were just trying to, you know, they were trying to make a living, they were trying to keep the lights on at their house, and they needed to go a little bit faster than the next guy to make sure they didn't get caught. You know, I think that innovation and creativity has always been rewarded. I hope that never stops.
I want to get your thoughts on the drivers. You know, when it comes to the big three there, they're still front and center every part of the top five. But you're seeing Joey Logano, who came on, and you know he's always been a contender, but got in there, got his first championship, and now, of course, leading the pack, still in first. Is it the kind of thing you think that this is just where he is now? Do you think he's just arrived and he's going to be one of those contenders? Do you think this is, as crazy as it sounds, is we're half a year in, like residue from the championship? They had it dialed in and they kept it dialed in, or is this just what's going to happen? You think he's going to be there towards the end at Homestead?
Well, I really hope he is, because I love Joey. I'm a big Joey fan and like to call him a friend. But, you know, what's cool, I think, for Joey is that Joey has really come in to being comfortable with him and his style and how he races people. And, you know, sometimes it makes people mad. Sometimes it ruffles feathers. But it's kind of like watching Ryan Newman. A lot of people don't get why Newman won't let people pass him. And it's one of the things that I respect the most about him. Ryan Newman is paid to go out there and try to win races and finish the best he can. If he pulls over and just lets people go, then if I was his boss, I would think, you're not doing the job that I paid you for. So I commend Ryan Newman for taking that kind of attitude, and that's how he races people, because it is a race. And in that same sort of regard, you know, I think Joey now gets the respect that he deserves from a lot of people, and go, no, he is not only a champion, but he's a champion caliber driver anytime he's on the track. And I think you see that. And sort of to juxtapose that with someone like Martin Truex Jr., you know, Martin races differently than Joey does, and it doesn't make one good or bad. It just means they just race different. And I think that's what really makes a sport special and unique, is you can have a certain person that you really like who they are as a person and what their character's like. But then you might also say, but I really love this one way where this guy does a certain thing, or this gal, the way that she drives is a big thing. You know, you look at a guy like Ross Chastain, who's been making a lot of noise in Xfinity and trucks, and Ross is not a delicate driver by any means. A lot of guys are getting mad because they think he just kind of bullies his way to the front. But again, if I'm paying you to get up to the front and win, that's what I want you to do, and that's what I expect you to do. You're not out there to make friends. And to hear, you know, how you hear about drivers, oh, did you talk to him? No, but I texted him. Like, Cale Yarborough wasn't ever going to text anybody. David Pearson wasn't going right to do that. You know, if you got a problem, you come meet me at the end of the hall or after the race. We'll talk about it face to face. And So I think, to me, I love watching this shape up. And still, when you see a guy like Kyle Busch, who is so disappointed to finish second, when you think of how many teams would love a second place finish, that to me is what makes Kyle Busch such a good driver and such an unbelievable competitor, because he's just that fired up about winning. And if you're not winning in his book, then you're losing. It's Ricky Bobby all over. If you ain't first, you're last.
You know what? You think about it when it comes to Ryan Newman. And here's the thing. You hear drivers grumble about this. That's why it's funny. That's why I laugh, because they'll always mention it. You know, even if in that particular race he's a lap down, he's not letting anybody pass him. People do get frustrated. But, you know, he's up front with it. Everybody knows that that's what he's doing. That's why he's doing it. It's great. When you talk about Kyle Busch, you know, you wonder, with all of the kind of entertainment factor that he brings to it as kind of a resident kind of bad guy, bad boy here, you have to sit back and really realize, as polarizing as he may be, that we are witnessing really one of the all-time greats kind of, you know, happening in front of us. He's just so talented in everything that he does. He's just that good.
He really is. And I think that's just how you have to look at it. You go, it's not about, you don't have to love who he is as a person. He doesn't have to be your driver, but man, he's good in the same sort of way that, you know, I still laugh and think, we watched Jimmy Johnson do the impossible in the shortest amount of time that anyone has ever won seven championships. It's insane. And he still is competitive. And to see the run he had last weekend, it makes people go, oh, no, he does still want to win. Yeah, of course he does.
Yep.
It just because a whole manufacturer isn't where they want to be, it doesn't mean one of the greatest drivers we've ever seen is ready to retire. No, it's possible that it's the car. So I think Kyle, Jimmy, all these guys, we really are seeing some of the greatest driving the world's ever seen.
It is coming up tonight, 7:30 Eastern Time, 6:30 Central Time, Daytona International Speedway. The Coke Zero 400 in Rutledge will be there in some mysterious and certainly relevant to the weather attire, front and center. Last thing, Rut, before we let you go, you see it online, and I know you planned on taking it on the Hot Rod Power Tour. My parents did that for 10 years straight. And so let's talk a little bit about it. It's on social media all the time. Got a chance to hear it. It sounds absolutely amazing. And I know you're excited too. It's that Continental Green Porsche RWB 911. It's like a work of art, right? This is a dream come true.
It totally is. You know, I always wanted to own a car that looked like a Hot Wheels car, and the fact that we did that with this thing is unbelievable. It's a big build that took a lot of friends. Continental Tire helped sponsor it. It's got a Summit Racing provided GM Performance Crate motor. It's got a 525 horsepower LS3 in the back of a formerly air-cooled 911. And what's funny is that there's somebody, I was never a Porsche guy. I've had lots of Volkswagens and tons of Toyotas and you name it, but I always thought it was like a Beetle with two more cylinders. Porsche people don't care for that, but that's how I felt about it. And so when you pull that air-cooled out and you stick this monster fuel-injected V8 in with a killer MagnaFlow exhaust, turns out it'll turn some heads, and it made a few of the purists mad. But the good news is it's not their car. So right. I love it. It's a monster. We'll definitely be on the Hot Rod Power Tour with us next year. I know people that are a lot closer to you will be able to go see it. It'll spend some time this winter at Summit Racing in Talmadge, Ohio, at their big headquarters. So, yeah, it's getting ready. We're going to do a little more work on it, get the interior all ready for SEMA out in Vegas. But I want to put as many miles on this monster as I can.
Oh, and people are going to be watching all the race action, and again, Rutledge front and center on NBC, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. And last thing, if people want to follow your adventures with the cars, with the step vans, with all the stuff you're doing, of course, see the latest with Southern and Hungry on the Cooking Channel. Give out the social media so people can keep up.
Of course, it's Rutledge Wood, RutledgeWood. That's on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can find me on all of them. Dane, thanks for having me, man. Always love to be with you.
The best in the business, Rutledge Wood. Thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Thanks, pal.